In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. The National Stock Exchange has changed the expiry for Bank Nifty Futures and Options, that is FNO, to Friday instead of Thursday, effective July 7, 2023. Quote, the change shall be effective from trade day July 7, 2023, Friday, and accordingly, all existing contracts with Thursday expiry will be revised to Friday on July 6, 2023, end of day. The first Friday expiry will be on July 14, 2023, unquote. The NSE circular to members said, with this change, NSE will now have an FNO expiry on every day of the week barring Monday with effect from the week starting July 9. There is the Nifty Financial expiry on Tuesday, Nifty Midcap Select on Wednesday, Nifty 50 on Thursday, and now Bank Nifty on Friday. Nifty Financial initially had a Thursday expiry, but that was later changed to Tuesday, ostensibly to ensure that traders' interest was not spread thin across three contracts in a single day. The shift worked well for NSE, with trading volumes in Nifty Financial soaring. However, NSE's latest move will be a blow to BSE's recently launched weekly options contracts in the Sensex and BankEx contracts, which have a Friday expiry. In fact, BSE had chosen Friday as the expiry to ensure that it did not clash with NSE's FNO contract expiry. Stay tuned for more updates. On the stocks front, 11 non-FNO stocks are likely to be removed from the Nifty Next 50 Index if the exchange decides to tweak its computation methodology, according to Nuvama Institutional Equities. These 11 stocks are Avenue Supermarts, Varun Beverages, Bajaj Holdings, Adani Green Energy, Zomato, Adani Transmission, Adani Total Gas, FSN E-Commerce Ventures, PNG Hygiene, LIC, and Adani Wilmar. Currently, these 11 stocks command 9.05% weight in the Nifty Next 50 Index. Nifty Next 50 represents the next rung of liquid securities after the Nifty 50. In the case of deletion, the 11 stocks that stand to get entry to the Nifty Next 50 are Shriram Finance, AU Small Finance Bank, Trent, Indian Hotels, TVS Motor Company, Cummins India, Jindal Steel & Power, Polycab, Punjab National Bank, Zydus Life Sciences, and Abbott India. Shriram Finance, AU Small Finance Bank, Trent, and Indian Hotels could see over $40 million of inflow due to this, according to Nuvama Alternative and Quantitative Research calculations. These changes are key to tracking, as many exchange-traded funds and index funds are benchmarked to it. Moving on to personal finance, India's newest mutual fund house is here. Bajaj Finserv, India's 43rd asset management company, or AMC, is set to be launched today. Bajaj Finserv, AMC, is a subsidiary of Bajaj Finserv, the holding company for the various financial services businesses under the Pune-based Bajaj Group. This will also be the first fund house to be headquartered in Pune. Typically, mutual fund houses are based out of Mumbai, though some new age fund houses are coming up in Bengaluru as well. It has got Capital Market Regulator, Securities and Exchange Board of India's, that is SEBI's, approval to launch 7 schemes at the moment. The new fund house is among the long list of newly set up fund houses in the rupees 40 trillion Indian mutual funds industry. Between 2021 and now, 5 mutual funds have entered the industry. As per industry officials, Bajaj Finserv aims to be present across equity and debt mutual fund schemes. The product basket it is putting together at the moment also indicates that the fund house aims to walk the tried and tested path of launching schemes across equity and debt segments. This is a bit of a departure from what some of the recently launched fund houses have done. Word on the street is that the fund house has already started to meet and empanel distributors. A senior distributor based in the South told Money Control that he would wait to see how things go before empaneling with Bajaj Finserv. Stay tuned to this space for more developments. Next up, Byju's, the world's most valued edtech firm, has filed a complaint in the New York Supreme Court to challenge the acceleration of the $1.2 billion Term Loan B, that is TLB, it raised in November 2021 in the latest developments for the startup that has been in a tiff with its lenders for almost 6 months. Byju's is also seeking disqualification of one of its lenders, Redwood, which it claimed was, quote, predatory, unquote, and purchased a significant portion of the loan while primarily trading in distressed debt, which was contrary to the terms of the TLB, the company said. Byju's has had to take these measures following a series of predatory tactics by the lenders, led by Redwood, the company said in a statement today. Byju's decision to move to the New York Supreme Court comes at a time when its wholly owned subsidiary, Byju's Alpha Incorporation, which raised the TLB in November 2021, was sued by lenders in the Delaware court. The lenders accused Byju's Alpha of hiding 5 $500 million from them. Baiju's denied the claims. Given that legal proceedings are now on foot in both Delaware and New York, it is clear that the entire TLB is disputed, Baiju said. As such, Baiju cannot be expected to and has elected not to make any further payment to the TLB lenders, including any interest, until the dispute is decided by the court, the company added. Baiju claimed that it remains, quote, financially robust, unquote, with significant cash reserves and is open to discussions with the TLB lenders. The company also said, quote, ready, willing, and able to continue making payments under the TLB if the lenders withdraw their ill-conceived actions and honor the terms of the agreement, unquote. For more updates, stay tuned. In the automobile world, Honda's SUV Elevate has made a global debut in India. More than a month after announcing its plans for a global debut of Elevate in the Indian market, Honda Cars India Limited, or HCIL, finally unveiled the SUV today. As reported by Moneycontrol earlier, Honda Elevate will be a C-segment product and would be priced in the range of Rs. 12 to 21 lakh. Honda Elevate will be equipped with a 1.5-litre petrol engine with 6-speed manual and CVT options and is based on the 5th-generation city sedan platform. To be launched around the festive season, it will be pitted against segment heavyweights such as the Hyundai Creta and Kia Seltos. Honda is also expected to launch a hybrid variant of the upcoming SUV. In the tech space, the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, or the WWDC 2023, which kicked off on June 6, saw CEO Tim Cook share a glimpse of the mixed reality, or MR, headset Apple Vision Pro. The five-day-long developers event started with a band as the company finally took the wraps off its first-ever mixed-reality headset, Vision Pro, at the event, along with previewing upgrades to its major operating system, iOS 17, iPad OS 17, Mac OS 10, Watch OS 10, TV OS, and much more. The iPhone maker also unveiled an all-new MacBook Air with 15-inch display. The 15-inch MacBook Air is, by some measures, also the company's largest consumer laptop, given the work enterprise focus on its 15 and 16-inch Pro models. The company is naturally calling it the, quote, thinnest 15-inch laptop to date, unquote, weighing in at 3.3 pounds. Furthermore, Apple also unveiled its new Mac Studio, which is Apple's really small yet powerful desktop computer, and along with it, Mac Pro, which came as a surprise announcement at the event with advanced features and M2 Ultra Max processor. The biggest and the most important announcement at the event was Vision Pro, Apple's first ever augmented reality headset. As CEO Tim Cook said, quote, it's the first Apple product you look through and not at, unquote. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.